When I meet with engaged couples getting ready for marriage, I like to ask them the question, what are you trying to get better at as a couple? In what area could you improve? Are there areas you're working on to get better at? And sometimes they'll say, what we'd like to get better at is spending time together. And I say, what do you mean by that? And they'll say, well, we're so busy. We've been so busy getting ready for the wedding and getting ready with all the decisions that we have to make. And we're just really looking forward to, once we get married, that we'll have more time to just be together and to not have all this stress and to just really have that quality time together. Now, maybe you who have been married for years, I don't know if that gets easier to spend time together once you are married and past the wedding and past all that busyness. I would guess that life continues to be busy. So to spend quality time together as a couple really needs to be a priority to keep your marriage strong. And really, most relationships are like that, most if not all. If we want to have a good relationship with somebody, we spend time with them. We spend quality time being with them. For a few weeks now, we've been reading and hearing from John's Gospel, chapter 6, and we're going to hear a couple more weeks of it coming up here still. It's a very important part of the Gospel because Jesus talks about being the bread of life that has come down from heaven. And we don't often think about how close Jesus is to us and wants to be with us, to be quality time in our life. I think maybe because we're so busy and we're moving about in our world, when we do come to Mass, it's great that we do, that we carve out this time to come to be with the Lord and one another in worship and fellowship and in receiving the Lord, his body and blood, the bread of life. But maybe we don't always think about the uniqueness and the specialness of the bread of life that has come down from heaven. And a couple of ways that we could think about it, one of them is in the first reading this weekend from the first book of Kings. It's about Elijah the prophet who is suffering because he is just really discouraged. And the Lord comes to him in a special way to give him food and drink for his journey. Elijah was especially speaking out against the king of the time, King Ahab, and his wife, Queen Jezebel. And because Jezebel isn't Jewish, she has kind of brought Ahab away from the true worship of the God of Israel towards false gods. And Ahab has allowed this to happen. And so Elijah is speaking up against the king and the queen. And so because of that, he is on the run. He's moving. He's trying to get away from the persecution. He gets to the point where he just is in the desert and he finds a broom tree. Interesting reference there, the broom tree. It's a shrub that grows. It's not a real huge tree, but it's big enough where you can get shade. You can sleep underneath it. And in the desert, there's not much out there. So to find a tree that provides shade is really a good thing. So he lays down, he's sleeping, and he just wants to die. He wants to give up. But the angel of the Lord comes to bring him a hearth cake and water. So now he'll have food to get up and keep going. And this is a foreshadowing, it's a prediction, it's a sign given to us that will be fulfilled in Jesus, who comes to give us food for the journey. When we want to give up and we just want to lay down and die and we don't think we can go on any further, the Lord comes with his bread of life, which is the Eucharist. He comes to share himself with us so that we're not alone, we're never alone. He comes to spend quality time with us. All the time, in an enduring presence, and every Eucharist we receive renews that relationship we have with him. And sometimes people have said that we talk about the Eucharist as a thing and not always as a person. We think about what I'm receiving rather than who I'm receiving. And maybe the Eucharist could be said, well, it's both. It's both a what and a who. We are receiving bread, that is Jesus' body. We're receiving wine, that is his blood. So it is a thing, an object we're receiving. But I'd invite us to go think on another level at the same time. Think about who it is. We are receiving a person, Jesus Christ, his body and blood. And there's a book out there that I really have enjoyed reading. It's called The Seven Secrets of the Eucharist. It's by a man named Vinnie Flynn. It's a really good book. It's pretty understandable. And it looks like this, The Seven Secrets of the Eucharist. And Vinnie Flynn, and these aren't really secrets as if nobody has ever heard them before. And maybe you've heard about this too, that we talk about the Eucharist as someone rather than something. And when you look at it that way, coming forward to receive communion, when we come towards the altar at every Mass and we hold out our hands and we receive the body of Christ, that is someone. It's Jesus himself, come down from heaven, that wants to be in your life and spend time with you and never leave you alone. And when we think about it that way, maybe as we come forward at every Mass, we can get our focus on and think about how unique that is, that the Lord of all creation comes down to spend his quality life and time with us. That is somebody who wants to be in relationship with us. His body and blood is a reminder of that and his presence with us. And he is the bread of life. He's going to nourish us and give us strength to carry on. And as we receive, it's not just us receiving. There's other people at Mass. Our brothers and sisters are also coming forward, your brothers and sisters and mine, to receive the Lord. And they are spending that quality time with the Lord. And so that draws us towards each other in the community. We're all part of that body of Christ. We're meant to be here with each other. And when we leave this place, to continue that relationship, aware that we're connected. We're part of the body of Christ, each a member of it. So that draws us out towards concern and compassion, towards social justice and awareness of the most vulnerable, that we can reach out to help them. So that nobody ever has to feel alone like Elijah did under the broom tree, feeling like he was going to give up. We should always, the ideal would be that nobody would ever feel that way, because we would be so connected in the body of Christ that we would always be aware of each other's needs and to pray and to do what we can to help. And that's all possible because Jesus himself, he is present, body and blood, soul and divinity, really, truly, substantially present in Holy Communion. And as the bread of life, he wants to share that with us. So maybe engaged couples and married couples, they would all say a real secret to having a good marriage is to spend time together, quality time together. And at every Mass, Jesus wants to spend quality time with you and me as he shares his body and blood.